You. It's you making that music, isn't it? It's the most divine thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Why are you swimming so late? Telling me to come closer doesn't answer my question. But against my better judgment, I shall do just that. I hope you don't have any ill intentions. Why do you hide so much of yourself in the water? Isn't it a bit late to be swimming, darling subject? What do you mean by that? You are a citizen of this land, no? Do you not recognize me? I almost ought to be offended. I am Chiron, crown prince to the throne. I do not look down on you as some sort of peasant, but I am surprised that you don't recognize your prince. You mystify me. If you are not a citizen of this land, then what are you? A siren? What in the name of the gods are you doing on my kingdom's shores? This is not your people's territory, siren. This is the shore of a human kingdom. What do you mean by that? I must disagree. The ocean is neither your territory, nor is it neutral territory. These shores, up to a certain point, are ours. Is that really why you sirens are so angry at us humans? You feel as though we have impeded on the seas with our naval trade routes, our maritime adventures? Good to know, but I'm afraid they don't belong to you. And that doesn't justify you luring our sailors to their doom. It's evil. What am I doing? I came down here to this beach just to get away from all the politics, not debate more of it. What of you, Siren? What does bring you here anyway? We don't normally see your kind in these waters. In fact, I'm rather certain you are violating a treaty by merely being here. Is that so? I understand. You're as sick of it all as I am, huh? Wait a moment. I'm sure I recognize you. Yes. I know you. I don't believe we have ever formally met. But we were each present for a meeting between our two kingdoms, were we not? You aren't just any siren. You are royalty. I know it. I know it. I'm sure of it. So you understand my stress too, huh? You feel just as frustrated with the stupid day-to-day matters of royal life? I feel that. Please, forgive my initial harsh reaction. I need to just... Yes. Yes, just let loose. Just like that. Well, that is a generous offer. Yes, I would be honored if you would sing just for me. That is exactly what I need to hear right now, little siren. Are you sure? Would you really be so kind as to do so? Just for me? A tired, stressed prince? Thank you. Ah, that's beautiful. You really do have the voice of an angel. How are you able to sing like that? How can you provide the night with such divine sounds such as those? I could get lost in this. I could listen to you forever. Forever. Wait, why the hell am I indulging in this? How do I know you aren't just gonna bring me closer and drag me to my death? Well, you can promise all you want, but the stories, the things I've heard about your kind, the things you... Well, that is a good point, yes. Killing me would certainly ignite a war. A war neither of us want to fight. I'm sorry. It's difficult to trust. How is it being a member of Siren royalty exactly? Surely, you must be able to empathize with the same burdens that I am plagued with, gorgeous. What do you mean you're not a siren? Merfolk? Siren? What's the difference? Potato, potato. Oh. So, what exactly is a siren? What do you mean siren have bird features? Aren't those just harpies? Well, I mean, I don't know. Then what the hell makes a merfolk? Oh, I see. But you do still kill sailors, right? Okay. I'll just have to keep myself safe then. I do prefer it on land, darling. No offense, of course. I just prefer being warm and dry. Not to imply that you don't look beautiful where you are. It suits you in a way. Yes, of course. Your scales, the way your hair looks. Yes, of course I mean it. Your scales, the way you have your hair, the way you look at me with those hypnotic eyes. The way your voice echoes through the night. The way your company makes me feel less alone, somehow. My stranger in the night. Even halfway submerged in the water, I see you blushing. Your cheeks, darling, they're red. It makes you appear even more endearing than I had previously thought possible. This doesn't make sense to me. I barely know you. Why am I so taken with you? Perhaps a better question to ask would be, why are you so interested in indulging in this conversation with me? I have no iridescent scales to speak of. No ability to swim in the sea with the natural elegance that comes so easily to you. I'm just a man. Nothing special. Where are you? Oh. Okay. I suppose it wouldn't hurt to get closer to you. Yes. I'll sit on the rock with you. What harm can it do? Oh, wow. You're even more beautiful up close. Forgive me for being crude, but I understand how one can be taken in by you merfolk. You really are something special, darling. But you haven't answered my question. Really? That's why you're so taken with me? I suppose I can understand where you're coming from. Yes, I suppose we do understand each other, don't we? We understand how it feels to be stressed out royals. I suppose it's not often you get the opportunity to converse with a human prince, is it? Hell, come to think of it, how often do you really get to speak to a human ever? Does it ever get lonely? Surely it must. Makes sense to me, little sire, little merfolk. Oh, come on now, don't laugh at me. I'm trying my best here. I'm still trying to understand your kind. It is pleasant to have someone who gets it. Hey, do you think one day our two peoples will get along better than we do? Put a stop to the petty squabbles of the present? Maybe I'm just an optimist. What do you think our families would think of this conversation? Do you think they would approve of us? Sitting on this cold rock at the dead of night? Nothing but each other and the calm, soothing waves? You really think it would be that scandalous? Do you think they'd view us as an abomination? Take both our heads off? I suppose we are sat rather close to each other. How dare we? This feels like a forbidden tale of sorts. How cruel it is that we enjoy our company so. Yet, we are expected to hate each other instead. And how brave of me to sit by you after all the tales I've heard about your kind. Or maybe I'm just an idiot. Oh, don't agree. You would give me your assurance. Beyond your word, how exactly would you be able to guarantee my safety? I don't... Huh? Well, yes, I have heard the stories of a siren, merfolk's kiss, being able to shield a human from drowning, but... You look so perfect. Yes. Of course I want to get closer to you. I would like for nothing more than to get closer to you. I want to be as close to you as humanly possible, darling. Wow. That was magical. Where did you learn to kiss like that? You still have your soft hand on my cheek. It's so gentle. What do you mean, would I like to test to see if it worked? How exactly would you go about- You're trying to kill me! I knew it! Hey. You're right. I am able to breathe underwater. This is simply incredible. How were you able to do that? Well, I suppose whatever was in that kiss was truly something otherworldly. Still, I don't think I appreciate you getting my clothes all wet. Did you seriously just splash me? Oh, fine, well, two can play at that game. Oh, that's not fair. Just because you're merfolk, you're not bothered by the water? What do you mean I'm in your territory now, boy? My word, you're the worst. Oh, you think you're so clever, don't you? I suppose I should consider myself lucky I'm not at the depths of the ocean right now. Hey, just don't whisk me too far away from my kingdom, yes? I still need to get back tonight. Well, now that I mention it, yeah, I guess I do need to go back at some point. I can't say I want to. I'm enjoying my time with you. What? Are you kidding me? Oh, darling, come now. Of course this won't be our last meeting. I'll come back. Hell, if I could, I'd give you legs and you'd join me for the night. That would be rather wonderful, wouldn't it? Fancy that. A night or two where neither of us would have to worry about being doomed star-crossed lovers. And we could simply just enjoy being in each other's embrace. Whether on land or sea, as long as we would be together. And what a joy it would be to have the two of us rule side by side. Could you imagine that? The kingdoms of man and merfolk putting aside silly grievances, living in harmony and love, looking to their sickeningly in love rulers for guidance. What a shining example we could be on dry land and in the watery depths. A dream. Maybe. Maybe one day it will be more than just a mere dream, my dear. Maybe one day, the two of us can take our fantasies and play them out in reality. But for now, come here. That's it. Come to me, my beautiful pearl of the sea. Allow me to hold you in my warm embrace as the waves soothe our bodies. Yes. That's it. Now who's the one taken in by charm, huh? Ah. To hold you like this in the sea. You look so beautiful in the moon. You look even better up close like this. Ah. Oh, darling. But would it be too soon to say? To say I love you? I don't think it's even been an hour. What if you're just playing me? What if you're just using your divine powers of seduction for some grand scheme? Is this all too good to be true? Your Highness, is it wrong to fall so fast and so deeply? To be captivated by the greatest treasures that the ocean has to offer? To think I came down here to clear my head? And yet, you have filled my head with nothing but thoughts of wonder, love, and fantasy. I love you too. But for now, I must depart. I must leave you. I cannot be away from the castle grounds for too long. If I am not cautious, my parents, the king and queen, they'll organize a search party. And when they find I've been gone for so long without a good reason, they'll give me a royal hiding. Swim with me, closer to the shore. Part is such sweet sorrow. But it is better to love and lose than never love at all. No, you're right. You will not lose me forever. I will return the next night. I will be back in your arms. That being said, we must find a way to make our nightly visits more practical. I do not know how, but we will find a way. Maybe we really will look the growing legs on you, huh? I joke. Your scales, your elegant tail, it's part of what makes you what you are, who you are. And that is who I have fallen in love with. I will see you tomorrow night, my pearl of the sea. Farewell, my dear. I will likely watch you swim away. Then I'll head in and I suspect I'll get warm by the fire of my living quarters. Good night, my love. Be safe. Your scales, your elegant tail. It's part of what makes you who you are. It's part of what makes you who you are. It's part of what makes you what you are. Who you are.